Hello baddies, welcome back to the podcast. If you're new here, my name's Quenisha and this is Be a Better Baddie. Now, I know I've been away for approximately 3 months. It has been about 3 months and I've made a mistake. So one, I'm going to apologize. I took a break. It was an intentional break, but I did not report that it was an intentional break. So I found that since I've had this podcast, every time it gets hot outside, every time it's summertime, I want to be on my computer less and less. So I'm outside or I'm just like not on my computer. Like I picked up coloring. I'm a hobby queen. So things I've been doing, coloring. I've been going to more dance classes. I've started scrapbooking. So these are just some of the things that I've been doing to fill my free time because I absolutely cannot stand being on a computer all day. I hate the fact that I'm on my computer all day for work. And then for me to do my podcast, I'm also on my computer. And then it's a little too hot outside. I'm not gonna lie. I'm in Houston. It's not like I'm going outside to beautiful weather. Like it's extremely hot, but I still like to touch grass. I still like the sun to hit my skin a little bit. Other updates, I got engaged. So I will be getting married soon in about a year, year and a half-ish. That's also been taking up a lot of time. And I won't lie, y'all. Wedding planning is a little stressful. Like approaching it, I've been afraid to like fully immerse myself into it because it's kind of like I can see the beast. I can see the monster that wedding planning is. And I'm just so afraid to jump into it. But thank God for your better half, right? So my fiance isn't afraid of approaching the wedding planning. Like, he's very encouraging. He's like, let's plan. And I'm like, let's just wait to plan. It's just a lot. So eventually I'll get into it. Like, I'll have to stop just saving TikToks and favoriting things on Instagram and adding to my Pinterest board. Eventually I'll need to actually put my money where my mouth is. That's also the biggest thing. I'm like, yo, this is so expensive. It's expensive. But I guess it's the thing you do. I mean, it's not the thing you have to do, but it's what we want to do. And it costs. So all that to say, welcome back to the podcast. We are back. A few updates about the podcast itself. So those are my personal updates. For the podcast itself, we're still here, Be a Better Baddie. However, you will not be having weekly episodes anymore. So I am transitioning to monthly episodes because that's what I can afford to do right now. That's all I have the capacity to do. And I feel like my podcasts also have a lot of action, right? You listen to it, you're like, oh yeah, I'm going to do this thing. And you need some time to implement it. If I'm giving you tips week after week after week after week, I'm not helping you to actually be a better baddie. Being a better baddie means taking in the information and doing something with it. I don't want you all to just keep taking in information and not doing anything with it. And that's what we're talking about today, the power of action. So I'm really ready to jump in. So action itself is crazy. You do one thing, you take action, and your entire life trajectory can change. It will change. I know it will. And action doesn't necessarily need to be this huge thing, right? It doesn't need to be, I ran a marathon. No, it can be as small as I turned off the TV at 8 p.m. rather than 10 p.m. so that I can rest my eyes, right? Now my eyes aren't just wandering around. I can fall asleep earlier because I'm not watching TV. Something that little, that's still action because now you've gone to sleep earlier. That means you're going to wake up earlier and get to do the things that you want to do, maybe with that early morning time. Maybe you want to start working out in the morning. Maybe you want to have time to prepare your meals in the morning because you rather do that than meal prepping. It's just little things like that. It doesn't have to be a huge thing. So again, this action can be as big as you downsizing your apartment, going to find a whole new apartment so you don't buy as much stuff. And it could also be just going to sleep earlier. Every action you do take will have an outcome. You just need to take it. You just need to man up and take the action. So action is going to be the catalyst that you need for you to achieve a specific goal, to gain experiences, to learn more about the world around you, learn more about yourself, and develop more certainty. And it also gives you the chance to kind of get some feedback and gain confidence. So I know I just listed those things out, but I'm going to kind of go into more detail about those things. The reason I'm emphasizing action is because it's the step that so many of us fear. You have an idea that comes to your head. You're like, oh, yeah, let me start researching this, right? You're on your computer. You're typing up. You're saving pins on Pinterest. You start to create the plan. You're like, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that. We refine the plan. We're like, I think I'm going to do this instead. You know, like, I just want to do this. And then we end up sitting on it. We did all that planning. We did all that researching. We sit on it. We continue to sit on it. And then we forget about it. After that, we start to think, no, I never wanted to do that thing. It doesn't matter. Or, no, what are the odds I'll actually achieve it? Like, I don't want to do that. Or, no, the amount of work that I have to do to achieve that thing, I don't think I want to do it anymore. Maybe you start to procrastinate, too. Maybe you see others around you pursuing similar goals, and you're like, nah, I don't want to do that. Everybody else is doing it. You pull one of those things. Whatever your progression / regression is, action is the thing you're missing, and that's what you need to get to. If you're ready to change your life, you're ready to do that thing, you're ready to stop sitting on a plan, you need to take action. And honestly, is that plain and simple? Just doing something towards the thing you want to do. So with action, I want to break this down into the 3 D's of action. You do three things to approach that action. So the 3 D's I'm going to be talking about today is decide, do, and design. One more time, decide, do, design. Okay. So decide, you know what decide means. Now is the time for you to actually carry out your plan. You need to decide that it's the time. So you don't even need to have a plan at this point. Sometimes you just need to get started, collect the data, then create a plan. But this step is mostly the mental step. This is the step where you sit and tell yourself, dang, I said I was going to learn how to swim. This is me talking to myself right now. I'm going to tell you the thing I'm not taking action on. And I still haven't decided to do it. I've been saying, I want to learn how to swim. Like, I want to do swim lessons. I've done research. I've called different swim schools to find out the price. I've looked around. I have swimming caps. Like, I've bought the materials for this thing that I want to do. I still haven't decided that I wanted to do it. Mentally, I haven't said, okay, Quenisha, do it, you know? I'm still saying, I don't need to do it right now, right? This is the chance when you need to tell Mrs. Inner Critic or Mrs. Indecisive, whatever that inner thought is in your head that's preventing you from deciding, tell them to shut up and get in line. One of the definitions of decide, I forgot what podcast I heard this on, but when I heard this, I was like, you're lying, but wow. Okay, so the definition of decide is to make a choice from the number of alternatives, right? So deciding, I'm making a choice. But the Latin definition, the Latin translation, is to cut off. Literally cut off the alternatives. Decide that I'm going to go to swim lessons. I'm going to do this. I still haven't decided that I'm going to swim lessons. Hence the reason I still don't know how to swim. So that is number one, and that is so powerful. Decide you're going to do the thing. Number 2 is to do. Do it. I didn't say make a plan. I didn't say do research. I didn't say talk to someone else about it. I didn't say tell a friend. I said do the actual thing. If this is something that you've already been sitting on, I guarantee you, you already have a plan. You've already gone over that plan millions of times. So do it. Do it. So if it is that you want to join a new gym, you want to apply for school, you want to buy a new car, whatever the action is that you want to do, after you've decided, do it. Do the thing, because that's what you need to do to get you to the point where you want to be. Now, I hear you saying, but how do I know if I'm doing the right thing? It doesn't matter. It literally doesn't matter if you're doing the right thing, because by you doing it, by you not procrastinating anymore, you're not letting fear or failure of fear, rather, or even fear of success keep you in your comfort zone. You're not letting perfectionism, or you're not letting decision paralysis prevent you from going to where you want to be. You're not thinking about, what will other people think of me? This isn't the time to do this. So this is the time for you to take the action, do the thing. And guess what? Once you do it, you're going to collect data and you're going to be even better the next time you do it. So I'm going to talk about something I have taken action on. Dance classes. I love my dance classes. If you have not been able to see my dance videos, I do post them regularly on my Instagram. If you're not following me on Instagram, quick plug, find me at Hey Quenisha. That's my personal page. That's where I'm posting my day-to-day things. And I was semi-afraid to go to my first dance class. So if for me to just insert this little story, I was doing dance at one studio where the dances seemed very simple. Like, it was a lot of booty popping, shaking, walking, bending over, very simple things, right? And I got to the point where I was like, I want to challenge myself. I want to do something else. So I signed up to go to this other dance studio. And honey, let me tell you, the first class, they danced me out of the water. When I got in there, I was not catching on to the choreography. I wasn't hearing the beats that the other dancers were hearing. I couldn't move my body the way the other dancers were moving. But I decided that I wanted a challenge. I did the thing, and then I collected data as I went on. Now, the data I'm collecting to get better at it, because ultimately I'm still working at becoming a better dancer. I'm looking at other dance styles. I'm observing the way other dancers move. I'm looking at ways to improve my retention for choreography. So I'm collecting data so I can get better at the thing. I wouldn't have been able to collect data to be good at dance class if I never did it in the first place. So we are going to do the thing, because the next step is to design. Now, design is just a cute way of saying plan. You're going to design a plan for you to execute. So now that you've taken action, you've gotten over the hardest part. The hardest part is doing the thing. So now you can get to the fun part. When I finally make it to swim lessons, that first swim lesson, I will be able to then design a plan. Okay, I'm going to go to swim this often. Or, oh, this is what I'm not good at. This is what I need to learn how to do. Or maybe I don't need swim lessons. Maybe I just need to learn how to put my head underwater first, right? So there are so many things that are just unknown. And I don't know it until I do the thing. So after I've done the thing, now I can design the plan. And this should make me feel incredible. After you've done the thing, you should feel like you're on top of the world. Because remember, I told you, doing things, taking action is going to give you more confidence. It's going to give you that chance to get feedback. It's going to give you the chance to learn more about yourself in the world around you. You've done the thing that you thought was so hard before. Now that you've done it, you've conquered the fear. You're like, okay, how do I keep this going? How do I get better? So at this point, you've collected data about your action. You know where you did well. You know where you didn't thrive. You know what you need more of, less of, etc. It's time to design your plan. Your plan, how you decide to plan it, is up to you. I have plenty of episodes on how to write out a plan. If you don't, if you need help like accessing that, just DM me on Instagram, either at Be A Better Baddie or at Hey Quenisha, either one, my personal or my podcast page. And I'll be able to send you those resources, because I think I also have a graphic on my Instagram. Or either I have a freebie. It's one of them. DM me if you need help with designing your plan. But Those are the three D's of action. Decide, do, design. And I want to end with an example from one of my baddie clients who followed this framework because I want you to see how you can apply this to your life. So I had this one client and she was sitting on her dream of finishing school. She was working on her associates and she ended up having kids, raising them, you know, the whole story. And as she watched her kids grow and start to achieve their dreams, she started to want the same thing for herself, which go off, sis. After that, we had a session. She made the decision first. She of course, did research. She connected with people that would be able to give her the info. She had done all that prior to even me and her crossing paths. Me and her crossing paths and her coming to a session with me was her making the decision. I'm ready to make a change. She then finally landed on doing summer classes while her kids were doing like summer camp. So right this past summer, she was engaging in these summer classes, and this was a huge do for her, right? Because now by her doing these classes, she gets to see, okay, like this is how I feel in school. Like this is how I can do this without my kids. When my kids come back from summer camp, I need to figure out like what I need to do, like how much homework can I juggle, you know? All those logistics that come with taking classes. We've all been to college. So this is helping her build her confidence and then definitely giving her momentum to continue into the fall semester. So she's definitely in this design phase right now to figure out how can I continue. So I want to give her a shout out. I know she's listening to this podcast. I will also let you all know if you want to work with me, my one-on-one coaching is Become Your Inner Baddie. And this program is open right now. I have a few spots open to work with you all. You want to start taking action in your life. You want to decide to do the thing. You want to do the thing. And then you want to design a plan. If you need support with that, I am your girl. I'm here to help you. So the consult link is in my podcast notes page. And I'm excited to connect with you all. So I am happy to be back. And I will see you all on my Instagram because remember, another episode is not dropping until next month. With that, I will see you all later. Have a beautiful, positively productive day. Bye, baddies.